I want to say, first of all, that I am happy. This was not always the case. In truth, it was hardly ever the case. Even when I felt happy, I wasn't, because I knew that was all it was, a feeling, an illusion that would soon be chased out by something I call the mist. That I am happy now can be attributed to the fact that the journey worked, the treatment worked. I won't describe the treatment yet, because if I do so now, I'll lose you. What you should know is that I am 33 years old, of solid physical health, good levels of the new good cholesterol, low levels of the bad, proper pulse, no chemical dependencies, a professional failure, and am sitting solo on the Frecciarossa train waiting to depart from Roma Termini for Modena by way of Bologna. I am in Italy for my honeymoon. I was married in September, 9 months ago, but we delayed the trip for better weather. Back on Piazza di Pasquino, at the very posh Giraffe Hotel, a 17th-century townhouse converted into a temple of Italian design, Annie, my wife, is still asleep, as we both understand this trip is something I should do on my own, in the palatial King Bed, an original piece by the famed furniture designer Guillermo Ulrich, as is all the room's furniture, and after whom the room is named, and about whom I speak as if I've got a clue who he is. I don't. I'm going to Modena to find a physicist. Because of the terms of my contract, I am not allowed to name or acknowledge him in any way, publicly or privately, until our project is complete and he has decided if he wants to credit me. For that reason, I will simply call him the physicist, though if you're that curious, it shouldn't be too difficult to find the one famous theoretical physicist native to Modena. I need to find the physicist because he owes me a story. His story, specifically. More specifically, the second half of his life story, from our present moment all the way back to what he calls the great realization, the moment when he had a breakthrough in perception, as he describes it, after which he excelled in the study of physics, the result of which is his groundbreaking, though still controversial, theory of quantum gravity. I'm not allowed to name that either. Everything from birth up to a year before the great realization I've already got, but it's the realization that matters. It is my ticket out of a sizable debt hole I created when I failed to write a book promised to one of our nation's largest publishers. Publishers who paid me a rather sizable advance I can't pay back because I blew it all on things like 4 days in the junior suite of the luxury Giraffe Hotel. Many dark-suited women and men in a Manhattan high-rise are eagerly waiting to give me a legal suplex if I don't deliver. The good news is that post-treatment, I'm able to forgive myself for getting into such a position, and I feel grateful for that. Yet no matter how profound the treatment was, how life-changing, and it was those things, I realize I can't ignore that the debt is still very real. Still my problem to solve, and worse, that it haunts me beyond its financial implications. It's the last thorn stuck in my foot from years spent walking through thorns. Except not only is it keeping that time alive and keeping me connected to it, it's also got the power to infect the new life I've been gifted. And so even in my happiness and clear mind, I also feel anxious enough about the day's potential that I couldn't bring myself to eat anything from the Giraffe's impressive AM spread, not even a prosciutto slice or cube of melon to go with my morning cappuccino, which now in the gut has me feeling about as eager as possible for this train to come awake and race me closer to closure. The solution is simple. All I've got to do is find the physicist, get the rest of his story, and finish the job I was hired to do, which is to ghostwrite his memoir. Indeed, through a sequence of events that can seem either cruel or felicitous, depending on which side of a life-changing treatment you find yourself, I found myself in a position where, by ghostwriting the physicist's memoir, I could cancel my debt with my publisher. Whenever I turn in a new ghost-written section, the money I'd normally receive in compensation is instead deducted from my negative balance. The more of his life I write, the more of my life I get back.